Yes, welcome everyone here. I'd like to especially welcome NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to Estonia. We are quite enthusiastic about your leadership and your commitment to the alliance. You assumed office in rather turbulent times, probably, I don't know, when things were as turbulent for a new SecGen. But Estonia will do its utmost to keep the alliance very strong. After the invasion of Crimea, and after the annexation of Crimea and Russia's military activities in Ukraine, it's clear that our security environment is quite unpredictable, especially with the collapse of most of the agreements that we have had over the past several decades. I mean, Helsinki Final Act, what does that mean today? So we need to keep reinvigorating NATO in order to be able to deter various security challenges. A strong NATO is the guarantor of our liberties and of our way of life, not just for Estonia, but for all of the 28 allies. For us, NATO's summit in Wales was extremely successful, demonstrating the alliance's solidarity and its determination. Now the key thing is to carry what is on paper into real life. The readiness action plan and other measures adopted in Wales offer a solid framework for the allies to contribute to a more capable NATO, including the presence of allied forces on its eastern border, including this country. A robust and a visible allied presence here is the best way to deter anyone who challenges the current security architecture in Europe, or at least what's left of it. Secretary General, let me assure you that Estonia fulfilled all its commitments to the alliance, beginning with the financial commitments, but be it either resources or if other things fail, as we have done so far ever since we joined, defending our allies in various NATO operations with our own troops. Here, we are a frontline state, a concept we thought that had ended, but now the concept of the frontline state is back. It just happened to be different states than used to be. We know here especially well that freedom has a cost, and that the cost of freedom is not free. Once again, welcome.
Thank you so much, President Ilves, and thank you for welcoming me back here in Tallinn. This is not my first visit to Estonia and to Tallinn, but this is my first visit as Secretary General of NATO, and I very much appreciate your strong personal commitment to NATO and to collective defense. And I will also like to express my gratitude to Estonia for the leadership you are showing in defense, in our alliance, and the strong contributions you are providing to NATO by participating in our operations in Afghanistan, in Kosovo, and also the way you are leading by example, because you are a country that meets the NATO guidelines of investing 2% of GDP in defense. That is important for your security, that is important for NATO security, and it also gives me a strong argument for also convincing other allies to do exactly the same, to follow the example of Estonia. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm also grateful that Estonia is showing leadership when it comes to cyber defense. Cyber defense is important. Cyber attacks can be as dangerous as conventional attacks. And we have decided that cyber defense is part of our collective defense within the NATO alliance. And therefore, I'm glad to be here when Estonia is hosting NATO's biggest ever cyber defense exercise. That will help allies and partners keep up with speed with this fast-moving threat. And as you said, we are facing threats from many directions, and Russia's actions have challenged the fundamental principles of Euro-Atlantic security, and I call on Russia to live up to its international obligations and commitments. And at the Wales summit, we adopted the Readiness Action Plan to ensure that we continue to respond swiftly to crises as they arise. And my top priority is to make sure that we are implementing the Readiness Action Plan in full on time. And I'm looking forward to discuss with you the challenges we are facing and how we can even further expand the excellent cooperation between NATO and Estonia, a strong and committed ally. So thank you.
And we're also looking forward to lunch. So. Yeah.